and Torah actually is a kliyaker. Says kliyaker the kiddush. The kliyaker says that the Korach, you know, in your talus, the beginning, Kriyaka, the beginning of the Sedra says that, that he thinks the Bein Bechaya. The Bein Bechaya says that the Korach held that the Kriyaka doesn't have to have a manhig. They can alone, the Dwar Kedoshim, they all heard from Sinai that the Dibras, so they can do that. The whole thing, having manna is extra. Having a leader to lead Kriyaka to show them what to do, everything is extra. They can go alone. This Kiddush, the Bein Bechaya says that Korach held that same way on Bayit Malos Forum doesn't have the mezuzah, because Bayit Malos Forum, it's already, this firm already alone is like a mezuzah. And Talos, Tchukhelis, doesn't have to have a chut, because Talos is itself tzitzit. So, and Christ Israel, he says, he is. The Kroger says that Kuran Kedoshim, they don't need a manhik, don't need a leader. They can lead themselves. He was unbelievable, Zach Mavel. They have no rub, because we're all rabbanim. Their shrub schools have no rub, they're all rabbanim. That's not good. You have to have a rub to show what the aspect is, what to do, the rabbis say what to do. Kill the all rabbanim, so it's not so good. Sure, all rabbanim is not so good. You have to have one rub to decide what to do. So he held Klal Yisrael is able to function without a man in Bechal. See this? You read this? Kulaka, the beginning, says this. Only in Mandig. Solomon Higgin, all Kedoshim, they all heard Hashem, say the Sinai, everything in Sinai. So there's no need for a Rav Bechal. Don't need for a Mandig. Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's the man of Klal Yisrael, is extra. That's not needed Bechal. But Klal Yisrael will lead itself, as they said here. See this? The pillar. I mean, it's not mezuzah, tzitzit. It's all one kav. Klal Yisrael is all kedoshim. They don't need a manhig. The tzitzit, all tchilas. They don't need a chut. But not true. We have to have a manhig to lead us to what to do. Ask what to do. We need a manhig. We need a mezuzah, a chut, a tchilas to show us to be as a. A reminder, Hashem is here, because otherwise people won't be good. You have to have a manhig. See, Pelah Rizach, Hashem said, you have to have a manhig. We have to have a leader. If you believe this, he said, yeah, I'm reading the Hakadosh in the beginning says from Rabbi Bechayim. He says there's no mezuzah, no tzitzis. No tzitzis. He says Hashem Moshe made up Bechal, made up the moment of tzitzis. Moshe made up the chal, they need a manik. It's all made up. They don't need a manik for Mayim Bechal. From the Torah of Nisa. We have to have a manik. People have to have your life a rough to Esharis. To a rough to Esharis. If not, then you'll, Chalila, you'll be lost. Because you'll think everything alone. People can't alone know what to do. You have to ask a rough what to do. If you ask a rough what to do, they'll tell you what to do. There'll be a much more hatzlacha than Chalila. Just going there by yourself. But the Kiddush here. That Korach was Kinoa. That was the Kinoa and Eli Sofon. So Kinoa and everything Kinoa. So we have to have. Isn't that amazing? Korach thought the Klal Yisrael doesn't have to have a mandate. No leader. They can lead alone. Dual Kiddushim. You always see now, no need for a leader, just have a loan. People today, this is a big mistake. People say things, I can live alone. I don't have a rav. I'm a rav. I can learn Mishtubra. People told me that today they have a computer. Look up every shayla, and every shayla says what on the computer. Whatever you want, you have a Otsar, Hatsara, they can tell you any shayla, but that's a mistake, a tort. Because your shayla can be a different mashu. Your shayla can't be like everything. The Torah has all spheres are in the world. There, everything doesn't your shadow can be different. Not exactly like that. You make a mistake. Pashut mistake. People who think that are mistakes. They think they can look up Svarim and Otsa Torah and everything get, and it's a mistake. Pashut tos. You have to ask a Rav your shadow. It can be a much different, and you'll get a wrong answer on the Otsa Torah. You have to treat that better. You have to live up here upon him. I'll have a Rav, have an Etsa, if it's what to do, and don't be a big, much bigger Hatzfakha than just alone. It's a big Chiddush. We have to manage. Saying it says in Kuyokar, Achirash Norma, Tambeya Bechaya, the cross to it. We can do it without a manic. B'chal no leader. B'chal can have no leader B'chal. They can lead alone. They do a Kedushin. They can go alone. Without a leader, yeah.
The point
today,
of the mana is to remind them that this is
their problem? No, maybe they're making, could be they're making a mistake. Remind them, and they make mistakes, even though they're Kedoshim. Ram will say, oh, don't make a mistake. Don't make a mistake. People make mistakes all the time. So the manager, a Rav, says, no, Rav knows what the halacha is. Everything will tell you, no, don't make a mistake. In beginning of the Sedris of long Kriyakar. It's very important Musa to take today. People, you have to have a Rav in your life, a Rav, a Rav Shiva, the God of the Torah in your life to say what to do. If they ask what to do, not just do as you think. People, many people today think they do whatever the Sfar says. They'll think it over a bit, and their Sfar is good. But they have to ask their Sfar to a Rav, a God of the Torah. He has the highest Sfar, and he'll tell you maybe differently. It's a limit for us. We have to have in our life a Rav, a Rav Shiva, who's going to tell us. Yes, Vegas, and he'll people have Rav, they have better lives. People have no Rav in life, it's a very, very tricky life. People have a Rav, Rav said what to do, Eitza, and Rav has said to Ishmael. He asks a Rav, Hashem helps him to say, people ask him what to, he tell him the right answer. So it's a Rav has said to Ishmael to know what to say. So yes, Rabbanim, it's for Shivas, ask them, and they'll tell you what to do. You can make big mistakes if you have just cross it without a manik, just whatever I think is good. Christ show is Kedoshim. They don't need a manik, so big mistake. You shouldn't make that mistake. Yes, Shalos, Fakis, Rabbanim, and they'll help you and tell you what to do. Very, very, people who have no Rav, go Leinu. They'll go Chalila, terrible matter. If you have a Rav, Rashiva, who knows what to do, older, as they get older, will tell you what to do, and there'll be a big hatzlacha. Just don't do like Korach. Just on your own.
Okay.
No, he brings the Ben Bechai. Ben Bechai was before, so he brings the Ben Bechai that says this. That Korach says, you only do like Korach, you can go on your own. Okay, so we hold it here on Yishvisha. So this is very Koshiva. So we have to love our wives. Love our wives. Very, 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 very important. Very, very, it's so neuro to love our wives. And love is not simple. Not a simple thing. So you say, I spoke to Rav Olba a few times. He's a Zokain, he's. So I had Masechot to go to him a few times. So one time, Rav Olba told me and Chaver a story. He said a story that in the Muhammad of Shachur 48, that there was a whole turmoil here in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a bin of Bachrim. There were four Bachrim who went out from called Etzel, and they made a lot of trouble they weren't good at all, and they came from very good homes. So Rav Olba told me how did this happen? From Bachrim become not good Bachrim. He said, this is what he told me. If you don't believe me, I can't be made. He said because he said b'shem gavur rabba, not b'shem asma. because the husband didn't love the wife. It came such children because the husband didn't love the wife. He told me. He didn't love the wife.
The parents
of those children, from parents, the husband didn't love the wife. Maybe that came such bucket. That's what he told me.
So the husband didn't love the wife.
No, maybe mutual, but there was no love. There was no love between him. That's why it came such children. You have to have love. Very important to have ava between Isha and Isha is the ikar. So, and how's that simple? You marry a wish woman. You think you like her. You like her. You love her. The love is not so simple. So just not like simple that you love her. There are many levels of ava. Ava has many levels. You might want a level of ava, high level of ava. So how do you reach ava? Ava has to have avodah. It doesn't come to me. Yeah, I love her. I live with her. It's good. We happy with each other. Like, you know, very nice life. But if you want a higher life, you have to have some avodah. How to get ava? So we have two etzes. How to get ava? One etzah said last week. Let's read the etzah. I hope everyone did the etzah. Did the Kabbalah last week to find a Myra of your wife and be mizbanim on the Myra. That's done. You see a Myra, she did something very, very well, but be mizbanim on the Myra. Find the Myra, be horns on the Myra, then they'll put the Myra into your nefesh, they'll make love. If you really hold her for her, very kosher, you see she's very kosher, way, 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 way above you in certain Myras. Merely you, then the ava, the racha brings ava. Like when we say in Lil Shabbos, which we all sing, Eshchal Miyimsa. So we say, Rabbis Banos Asuchayo, Ve'at Alisa Kulanu. And if we really work on ava well, we'll take a hold of it. We'll hold it there. At Alisa Al Kulanu, we'll really. Hold by that, we'll say the emes, and tagged. We'll hold her as very kosher. Then there'll be ava mitzvah, there'll be shchina, there'll be. But it takes ava. It doesn't come meira. Nothing is meira. It's the meira. I love her. I like her. It's happy with her. If that doesn't, there'll be a small dag of ava maybe. But when a dag of ava really ava mitzvah, you have to work on it. The way to work on it is to find a meira, meira day, a meira every 2 days. And work on it and think about it and put it into your heart. She has the Myra and think about the Myra, and it's very, 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 very chashuv. Then you have Ava. Ava is children. Ava is good children. There are levels of Ava. Person wants Chazanish, she has to have Ava. Chazanish came from parents who were very high in Ava. Ava Atzuma, and they had the Chazanish. All the Dolei Torah came from parents who loved each other well, and then got the children. The Rabobah told me also one of our meetings that there's a famous Ramban. The Ramban, it would be good to learn. The Ramban wrote the Igeres Ramban. Igeres Ramban, six Prakim, and the whole Indian of Zivug of the Yishvisha. It would be worth to learn it. If you already married 2 years, it's worth to learn the Ramban, but even like learning Ramban by Messiah. And Ksuvis, who are then Ramban and Igeres, is very important to learn. It's full of Kabbalah here, but around Kabbalah is also mixed in the Nigra, so it'll be worth to learn this Igeres. It's six Prakim, but very chashuv. I think the Shloah says, on the Igeres Ramban, in a dome, mea lemea v'achod. In a dome, mea lemea v'achod, and the Igeres Ramban, this is the Shloah. In a dome, mea lemea v'achod. I mean, one, so the Ramban is So I went to Rabobah once. He tested me. He asked me, have I learned the Ramban? I said, yeah, I learned the Ramban, the Igeres Ramban. I told him I did learn the Ramban. Very good. So I passed one Rabobah test. Then he asked me, tell me pshat in the reservoir. You know how you call it? Reservoir? How do you say it? Reservoir of water? Reservoir? So the Ramban in the Igeres, he tested me. I passed the first test. And he said, second test, Tamei Pshat in the reservoir. The Ramban says a double neurer in the Yeretz Ramban. That there's a big soldier in that physics. Maybe you know that physics called reservoir. That reservoir means that there's water. The whole city has to have water. Has the water go through pipes? The pipes go through water. The pipes can't go higher than the reservoir. You don't know physics? You don't learn physics. So the reservoir is very high somewhere. They put it very high because the water can't go up the pipes until the reservoir. Do you know that? It's shown in physics. But you know physics. So that's the Rabban. So Huadin, Rabban says, Huadin and Neshama. The Ish v'Isha are together. They bring the Neshama from the heaven down to them. So the Neshama goes to. It is a very schwer thing. He asked me, I know Pshat Reservoir, I feel because he said that the Neshama goes down from the heaven to see the height of where the Isha are. See the Ava and the level they are, they bring down Neshama from the reservoir, something like that. Very schwer thing. So I don't Pshat Reservoir. He said a shmuz in Yeshiva later. He said Pshat in the reservoir. Also he said in Yeshiva, Bremis. But I don't understand either. I understand. Maybe you'll learn it now. We'll run around by. You'll say Pshat in the reservoir. Okay, but the Abba of the Ish v'Isha, Akobea, the children. Very important. When a child wants to learn Shteig, then you have to have Abba. Abba Amiti. So Abba Amiti is, so I say one way is to know Maila. Second way is to give. Famous Rav Dessler says this is so everyone knows that the giving brings Abba. So Chora, we think we're giving that way. And we're giving her money, time, effort. We try to help her whatever we can. We think we're giving her. We think we're giving her. Maybe I'll say, the Holy Rebbe of Chaim Shlevitz. Maybe I'm not allowed to say it, but okay, I'll say it because he said it. Rav Chaim Shlevitz told us in one of the Vadim, he used to give Vad Erev Shabbos. So he said, a wife gives a husband everything, and we give nothing. And he said, we give nothing. And so he said it. So the Vad, we had a Vad 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock every Erev Shabbos, we had a Vad. 12 Mincha, 12:30, and he gave a vag. So he came in the vag, and he cried 10 minutes. We all sitting there, cried 10 minutes. Then he said, a wife gives everything, and we give nothing. He said that five times, cried 10 minutes more, and that was the vag. The vag was that. So what's the beer, Dover? What's the beer? I was very surprised to hear that. I was young, Avrech. Now I'm a little older, Pshita. Pshita. Well, what's the Pshita? Why is the Pshita? Because a lot we give her. We can give her money and time, but only when it's easy for us. If something turns schwer for us, then the giving stops. If it's difficult for us, something hard for us to do, not so easy to, we'll do it, but not really giving it, with the brain, just love us like we want to do it. Something hard for us, something schwer for us, like say my wife says I want to go to my parents for a sukkah Pesach, and you're not so interested in going to your parents for sukkah, you're like the average for you, so you go. Yeah, I have to go. I can't say no. She wants to go. If you go like the average, then you haven't given. You have to go with the brain. Whatever you do for her, what she wants, what you think to do for her, with the brain, the slavus. The lechatchila, not like b'liyevet, very very chashiv, not b'liyevet. So that's a big avoda. Do everything with the brain and lechatchila to help her. Again, this is the test. We're trained for you, and you do it with the brain. That's what giving. It's something hard for you to do, and you do it anyway. That's called giving. That's not so push it. Give, I say. Not to push it. let's say the person puts a marriage, you'll tell me, you'll tell me a mishalim, a givi. I'll tell you one mishal. Then you'll tell me, you'll add a mishalim, a givi. Say a person marries his wife. It came from a house, simple house. They bought simple things, simple everything, simple food, very simple food. I came from a different house, much higher house. They buy fancy food, everything fancy, everything fancy. He thinks it's a waste of money, all this fancy things. What he needs for, I'm simple. But she holds, I have to have something higher. And so you say, okay, but he has said, okay, what can we do? We'll do it for her. That's not good. That's not giving. Giving is, you have to be done. If you ask Rav what to do, ask Rav what to do, Rav says, do as she wants, and do it with a brain. Like you're learning the Tosfos, the Rashba. You're doing it, giving her with a brain, Hatkila is giving her life. You're giving her, the ego giving is yourself. Like we said a story. I heard from Rav Pinchas Green, Shlita, who told me, they heard from Avrecha, heard from Rav Tzinna Kanievsky, Ratzal, that Rav Tzinna said a story that her Zaydi, Rabbi Ari Levine, was in his Chel Yichud, he married, and Chel Yichud, he told his Zakala that I haven't got what to give you. People give presents in Chel Yichud, I haven't got anything to give you, but I want to give you something, so I'm giving you myself. I belong to you. Something mazel. I belong to you. Whatever you need in life, I'm giving you. I belong to you. I'm giving you myself. This is mazel. That's the Chel Yichud. Had a lot of parents. Had many children. Gedolim, many son-in-laws Gedolim. Rav Yoshev came out of the Chel Yichud. Rav Yoshev and more people. Gedolim came out of the Chel Yichud. Came out many Gedolim. Because he's giving herself. He gave her himself. She said, "I'm giving you myself." They each gave each other themselves, and you could imagine what a life it was. Yeah, I knew a son of Rabbi Levine, Rabbi Paul Levine, Gavra Rabba Moy, pouring Abba, like a river. Abba came from him, like to everyone came, like a river came Abba. So it's very, 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 very kosher. Okay, so we'll say of this rabba also shows giving. That's time to say this over. This Meresh rabba in the Pekudei, very chashuva thing here. So Meresh rabba says in Pekudei, Maisa Rav Shimon ben Chalafta Shabbat Erev Shabbos. Came Erev Shabbos and wasn't having no money. No money, no food, no money b'chlal. So Yotzlo chutz min ha'ir, he left the city, his palo lifnei alokim, and he got a diamond. Hashem gave him, Malachim gave him a diamond from heaven, from the neif ner. Guy gave him heaven, and he went to shulchani, and he borrowed money with the mashkan of this diamond. And he just gave him money. His money for Shabbos. The wife said, "Where's the money from?" And Rachaim says, "The wife doesn't ask him every day where's the money from. She takes money, but here she sensed the money wasn't simple money. She sensed that the Eloch Afroi has chusha reach. She knows she shneks the MS. This money is not simple. She asked him where's the money from. Said Hashem gave it to me. Amra, if you don't tell me, I'm not eating anything. You can buy food." Not eating anything. So he told her that Hashem got from heaven her next oyom. Amalo, you must give the Evan back, because this Evan is from our share in Olam Habor. I want to lose Olam Habor, give it back. So Shimon after went to ask Rabbi Mishnais. He asked Rabbi what to do. So Rabbi said, Amar Loi, Lech Emor Lo, tell your wife, if your shulchan is chaser, ani em alayla mishali, I'll give you from mine. Rabbi promised her, promised the Tana, I'll give you from mine. So very nice. Halach Amalo, I told her, very nice. Amalo, not Matkim. She's not Matkim to Rebbe, not Matkim to Rebbe. Amalo, no. He's Amalo, Lechi Mi. We'll go back together, Lechi Mi, Lemisha Limar Torah, and we'll together we'll ask him. So they went back together, so it's a big thing. Okay? Rebbe, his brother Ador, said, is it? No, she's not Matkim. See, you go to a Rav, Rav says, are they go home? No, not Matkim. What Matkim, not all Matkim still, what the Rav said, no, not Matkim. So they went back to Rebbe, and Amaloi Rebbe, the key, Rea Odom Chavir, Bolam Olam Havok, people see each other, Lo Kot Tzadik with Tzadik, Olam Batzmo, Shema, Lech Odom, Al-Bes Olam Moi, Olamim, Loksi Shad Hadjik, Olam Lo, I mean, everyone has his own olam, and no one will see anybody else. So Rav Chaim said it doesn't mean literally. There's two beers here. Now we'll go with the beer of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He said a chiddush gadol. He said when a person in this world has the cheshek to help out other people, a person that goes to the next world loses the reference to help others. He loses it. Kiddush Kodom, Kiddush. So maybe Rebbe is saying now, I'll help you, but then tell that Rebbe, she says Rebbe won't want to help us like he wants now. So they gave back they gave back the diamond. He went to the heaven and he put his hand up to the heaven. Amal came, took it back. Which we see here something marvelous. We see here something marvelous. They went to ask Rebbe. Rebbe is the God of Azor. He says, do this. No, she's not masculine. So he said, okay, you have to make her happy. Even though the Rebbe said, this is halacha, so she's not masculine. Rebbe agreed to her. Rebbe agreed to her at the end. Rebbe agreed to her that Rebbe for a day. Now, we all know Shat Rebbe, but Rebbe agreed to her at the end that you have to do it as she wants, and they get back the diamond.
She wasn't right.
No, she. Sorachin. I mean, Rebbe knows everything. So, no, Rebbe wasn't crazy. Maybe for her, he's crazy. So, Rebbe knows all the spurs that are in the world. He knows everything that are in the world. So, he knew her spur, but for some reason he held not that way. But he Rebbe agreed to her. Something, Rebbe agreed to her. Rebbe agreed to her. He wrote to Rav with a shayla. Rav says, it's Musa. Go home? No, I don't think so. Go back to Istis. Go back. This happened all the time. I did this a lot of times. But I go back to Istis. Go back? No, Musa. No, go to home? No, go back. Maybe in Istis. Again. If you have to make him happy. Very chashuv. Hashem shall help us. But we see here a Dovah Neira that he agreed to her. He agreed to go back with her, not them alone, with her to Rebbe. There is very limud Neira here, a limud Otzim. The last Mishnah in Tyrus. Maybe there are Tyrus here. The Tyrus here. The last Mishnah in Tyrus. The Tyrus here. That's the last Mishnah. Thank you. The last Mishnah I think there's a Diak here. So the last Mishnah in the last Mishnah Masechta is Uksin. Last Mishnah Masechta. The last Mishnah is Amar Shuni ben this is the same person, but the same person as the Midrash. Amar Shuni ben Chalata. By Matza Kosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha Yisrael Ela Shalom. He's the one saying, he wants Shalom. Talking about Shalom. He wants Shalom, meaning you have to make a wife happy. It's a big giving. The wife. Bad, Rav said that day, but yeah, she has to agree. She has to agree, believe Shalom, not say, okay, Rav said, she has to agree, believe Shalom, it's a big giving to make sure she has the Haskam, the way of believe Shalom is a big thing, a very, very big thing. Have place. If the best thing, go with her to a rub. Ask if the rub is masculine. With her to rub. Ask for her sake. That's very crucial. Remember, forgiving. Forgiving here, giving. Part of giving is to make sure she's happy. All sacred, halacha, hanhaga, everything, make sure she's happy. Very, very chashim ma'oid. Not just, okay, we're doing our day. So we're doing our day, she should agree. That having her agree means a lot of avodah. Having her agree, having her masking, that's very, very chashim. That needs a lot of work. I see, and the Gemara Bava Metzia has in Daf Nun Tes and Sof HaZov has a shayla. When do you listen to her? When do you not listen to her? The Gemara says in Bava Metzia at the end that Mil Lishmaya you do as you want. Mil the Alma do as she wants. Chaim said, Shmuel said, you see, it's not a cloud. It's their cloud, not always, because this is Mil Lishmaya. It's Mil Lishmaya. Using an evidence of heaven, not heaven, really Shmaya, and we see he did it as she wants. But we see it's not a cloud always really Shmaya, really Alma. You have to know what to do, need Sati Shmaya, or everything. But yeah, you have to together mutual rub together. When you marry, say we're asking this rub, this fakus or halacha or anhoga, you have to have a rub together. And go to work together and ask shaylos. Let's say the Rav. Korach said, "No Rav, no alone." So we all not that. We all have a Rav. Say the Rav, then don't be Sat Yishmaya to have a Rav. And we have to daven to Hashem now. We'll start again. Hashem help us next week. We should daven every day to have a good marriage. Every day, not done. Oh, it's good. Okay, daven every day to have a good marriage, better marriage, happy, real happy. Avla. Daven for Ava, daven to know how to make Ava, how to give Ava, how to shop Ava. Daven for that. It's not simple. There are many levels of marriage in Klal Yisrael, thousands of levels. We have to have a high level, real Ava, real Achdus, real Shalom, real, you know, have good children. We have to have a work on it. So you have to daven for everything. Everything in the world, daven for. To know the Gemara, have Parnasa, have good children, have health, and also a good marriage. That's part of the Avodah. We forget about it, yeah, it's good, fine, that's to daven every day to have a good marriage, to know how to marry, have a good marriage, to have a good marriage. We're happy, but have it better, make it real better. Shem should help us have a good marriage, have very good children, have all the Yeshuas. We'll say one word in Korah, with a quote from Rabbi Lev Kachman. Rav Chaim says a word in Korach. I looked it up. Why they made a test of the matzos at the end of Korach. So why make it in the beginning? Why the end? The beginning. When Korach said, "I should be coin, make test everything, and then they'll see. I'm the coin. Why I go through all the whole parasha." So we have said, because the whole parasha, Korach was making leitzonis. Leitzonis, mezuzah, everything. Leitzonis, so the person has leitzonis won't hear anything. Nothing will go in. After what happened, Korach, Nivla, after everything happened, then they're shaken up, then they listen, then they hear. They did the matzos in the beginning, would have been nothing. Yeah, nothing. Now they heard. Should help us have a big, big heart.
Where is this
here?
Is
it
on the
law?
On
prayer? In the or Yotel.
Or
Yotel.
Or Yotel.